Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Night two of the WWE draft is officially in the books. Hey there, everyone. I'm Denise Salcedo, and I decided to do this quick little mini review here of the draft from tonight's episode of Raw and to kind of talk about some of the surprises, some of the changes that we saw. There's only a few, but we saw some changes. And I want to talk about which roster right now is looking stronger, any potential feuds, things that we're interested in seeing. And I also hope that you guys watching here will leave a comment in the comment section below letting me know what you guys think about all of the following topics. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So overall thoughts. Now, keep in mind, as of right now, there are still some people that haven't been drafted. They're going to be doing some social media announcements, and I've sort of been waiting for them, but they haven't came out yet. As of right now, they probably will by the time this video is up, but hey, whatever. So overall, how I'm feeling about the draft. So it was a little bit, I do wish that there were some more spectacular announcements in the sense from, I wanted to see bigger names from Raw and SmackDown really switch. I felt that a lot of the Raw and SmackDown rosters pretty much stayed the same. And except for a couple of exceptions, they're pretty much overall like the same roster. And I get it because, of course, the whole thing is people want to keep certain people on their brand because they're good and that's a story that they're telling. But at the same time, you want to see people change brands. You want to see people get mixed up with other people so that we can get these fresh new storylines. Because hey, at the end of the day, that's why people tune into the draft. We tune into the draft to be surprised and to have these big reactions. I really do wish that the champions were part of the draft, because I think if the champions were part of the draft to begin with, it would have added this extra layer of excitement to the draft. But unfortunately, that was a big element that was taken out, and it did kind of hurt it overall. But regardless, I think that the things that I was most looking forward to were the NXT call-ups, because there were some that I was expecting and then some where I didn't know what direction they were going to go in. So I was really looking forward to all of that. Right now, looking at these rosters, looking at who they've got, I think that SmackDown is winning with the women's division, specifically the women's division, because they literally have, of course, they have their champion, Bayley, but they also have Bianca Belair. You have Nia Jax on there, but then you also have people like Jade Cargill, Tiffany Stratton, who are literally the future of the women's division. You have Naomi, Chelsea Green, Piper Niven, who are going to add so much fun. And then you have Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, and one of the call-ups from NXT, which was Blair Davenport. So Blair Davenport got drafted today, and I did not see this one coming. And I'm so glad that she got drafted, because I think that while she was doing a decent job on NXT, she never really had these like big stories. Like the big thing that she had going, the biggest thing, was that she was the one who injured all of these girls, and she was the one behind so many of the attacks that you were seeing on NXT on the women. And so that was really the biggest thing that she did. She recently took an L to Sol Ruka on Spring Break in week one, and that was a really fun match, but that was all to basically let Sol Ruka shine. And so it kind of felt like there really wasn't a place anymore for Blair Davenport on NXT. So surprisingly, she ends up getting called up here today. And I'm thinking this is very cool, because she's got such a unique look. She's a good wrestler, so I feel like she's going to add so much to the women's division. I'm actually really excited about seeing Blair Davenport join up SmackDown. So again, when I think about the SmackDown side of things, it's the women's division that is really, really looking freaking good. And in terms of the tag teams, they got a couple of tag teams in there. So tag team wise, they're doing pretty good too. I do think they needed bigger stars when it came to the men. Of course, they have Cody Rhodes and Logan Paul who are champions, and those are going to be like your biggest names. But after that, you really only have Randy and AJ Styles and Kevin Owens that I really consider big, big names. Everybody else is just a little bit below that. Some people are making their way up there, of course, like LA Knight, he's one of them. And the big thing, of course, that SmackDown still has is the Bloodline. And let's be real, it would be so freaking weird if the Bloodline wasn't on SmackDown. It would be so freaking weird. I'm also really happy that SmackDown is still going to have the team of Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. And both Bianca and Jade, they were drafted on different nights, but they both were drafted in the first round. So to see them both be drafted in the first round and to end up on the same brand together, that was very, very cool to see. Carmelo Hayes was another one of the NXT call-ups, but that one was from night one. So I kind of already spoke about that, but it's going to be interesting to see what he does on the roster and how he plays in with guys like Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, all guys that you also saw over on NXT. So that's going to be fun. We also saw Legado del Fantasma and the LWO get separated. That was honestly one of the biggest surprises for me during the night two draft. Was I wasn't expecting them to be separated because it feels like they always have the Latinos with the Latinos doing the Latino storylines. And so the fact that they separated them, I was like, okay, good, because maybe now you guys can sort of switch up the story. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, there was still a little bit of unfinished business there with Legado del Fantasma and LWO. So even though this is a story that's been going on for a while, I still felt like they could have done a little bit more. But honestly, I am 100% okay with both of those groups being separated here. And I'm trying to think if there was anything else that really stood out to me from SmackDown. So the other thing is the OC. So the OC, and this one, I hate to say it, but I did not think that the OC was going to be drafted to the main roster, considering they were just there and they had just gone down over to NXT. So it's kind of a little bit irritating to see them go from SmackDown to NXT, be there for like a cup of coffee, and then go back to SmackDown. So that was a little bit of an annoyance for me personally. But hey, man, who am I to root against anybody? I just think that they could have probably done more on NXT, and they were sort of needed on NXT, I think, because I say this all the time, we need more dudes on NXT, even because the women are my favorite on NXT, but we still need more dudes, obviously, just for storytelling purposes. And speaking of dudes from NXT to the main roster, Baron Corbin's on SmackDown. Again, we're finally going to see Baron Corbin as somebody hopefully presented a little differently, not under the Vince McMahon eye, but this time under Triple H's eye. And so that's sort of what the SmackDown side of things is looking like. And honestly, the SmackDown tag team division is really looking good. I took like an extra glance at it right now, and it is actually looking good. Let's get in over to Raw. So Raw, I feel, is it has the bigger names, the bigger stars there on Monday Night Raw, because you got Seth Rollins, you got Braun Breaker there. You also have Jey Uso. Of course, you have your champions. That includes Damian Priest, Becky Lynch, Sami Zayn. Those are some of the champions that you have that are really, big names. And then you also have today, from today's draft, they drafted CM Punk to Monday Night Raw. And guess what? I'm so happy. Drew McIntyre has also been drafted to Monday Night Raw. Although he was very annoyed at how late he got drafted and that CM Punk was drafted before him. So they're staying on Raw. And good thing, because I need to see this story continue on. Most of you guys know it's one of my favorite stories that they have going for the last couple of months. I love CM Punk and Drew McIntyre beefing with each other. It's freaking great. So I was very happy to see that they did not I would have rioted. Honestly, I would have rioted if they separated CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. I would have been so pissed. But clearly, they didn't do that. They're smarter than that, and they did not do that. So the other thing that we got here that was interesting was we got another call-up from NXT over to Monday Night Raw. So we got two more, actually. And it is for the women, Lyra Valkyria. So this was the one that I was most surprised by. And in a good way, like in a pleasantly great freaking way. Because for those of you who watch my NXT post shows, you guys know how much I love Lyra. Lyra is one of my favorite competitors for the women on NXT. She went through the entire system so freaking fast. It was like 1 second she had came into NXT and I'm like, who's that girl? You know, right? And so Lyra comes in and she's such a good wrestler. She just lays things in and she instantly stands out from a lot of the other women. And so right away, I'm interested. And you can tell that the people, the powers that be behind the scenes at NXT are interested too, because she's automatically put in big programs and then she ends up becoming NXT Women's Champion. Becky Lynch puts this woman over. Of course, they're both Irish, but the fact that Becky Lynch went out there and put her over the way that she did, it was huge. So getting to see Lyra Valkyria not only have all of that in such a quick amount of time on NXT, but then to get drafted to Monday Night Raw right away is pretty damn extraordinary. So I was so happy. I love seeing all of the reactions from the people that got drafted from NXT because, you know, these are young people that are so hopeful to make their dreams come true. Everyone's terrified of, am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? Are you going to get cut? Are you not going to get cut? All of these things run through your mind, right, as a talent. And so to have a moment where they believe in you and they say you're going to the main roster, it really gives you a lot of hope, right? And so to see everybody's reactions, like her reaction, like Kiana's, like Blair, who started crying, it was so freaking sweet. Now, of course, we knew Carmelo Hayes was going to get drafted. We pretty much expected that one. We also expected Ilya Dragunov, because Ilya Dragunov literally said when he wrestled on Raw after Mania, he said that he was going to be part of the draft. And so he ended up getting drafted to Monday Night Raw. And I could not be more happy, because I had been saying for the longest time that Ilya Dragunov just didn't feel like he fit in on NXT anymore. When they changed to NXT 2.0, it felt like he just didn't fit in there anymore. He was black and gold to the core. Like, that was his identity, was the black and gold NXT brand. However, Ilya Dragunov made the best out of being in this brand. He really, truly did. He gave so many wrestlers, including Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, the best matches of their lives there on NXT. And Ilya Dragunov is a tremendous wrestler. And I'm so excited because he is on the same brand as Gunther. People are expecting him to possibly join Imperium. Who knows? But all I know that at some point, I want to see them run back Gunther versus Ilya Dragunov, because the matches that those two have had have been like a movie. I don't even know how to explain it. Their matches together are like a movie. They get you with emotions. They get you. I mean, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it just takes you along for this wild ride. So I definitely need them to run that back again. And another thing I'm looking at is Ilya Dragunov. I'm already seeing like potential matches that he can have with people on this roster. Like, can you imagine, aside from Ilya and Gunther again, can you imagine Ilya and Sheamus, Ilya and Chad Gable, Ilya and let me see who else here. I mean, there's so many different people that he can have such great matches with. Bronson Reed. There's so many people. They could do him and Bron Breakker, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso. I don't care if we've seen some of these before. We can run them back again. Ricochet. That could be another really fun one. I mean, the opportunities are endless. Ivar. That's another one. There are so many matches that Ilya Dragunov is going to go and have, and I hope that they let him be who he is on the main roster. And if they do, he's going to freaking kill it and become everybody's favorite wrestler if he isn't already. So I'm excited to see that. And Dijak has apparently also been brought back up to the main roster. He was somebody that was absolutely killing it on NXT, utilizing social media so well. He recently had so many good matches. Lately, I really liked the work that he did with Joe Gacy. I talked about that a whole lot on my NXT podcast. And to see Dijak really use NXT to his advantage, because, you know, of course, going from the main roster to NXT is a huge step down for a lot of people. It's not, you know, it's not cool to feel like you didn't make it on the main roster, right? Because everybody's goal is to go from NXT to the main roster. So the fact that Dijak went to NXT after being in the main roster and not having it go so well with terrible gimmicks and whatnot, but going to NXT and finding something that worked for him and sort of winning over the fans and winning over the fans through social media. I mean, he really did a lot to build himself back up there. And now if you can put him on Raw and people are going to care about Dijak, and you couldn't say that the last time that he was there. So I'm very happy to see Dijak also be part of the Raw roster. And the one that I was kind of a little bit like sort of irritated by was the Final Testament being on Monday Night Raw. And the reason for that is it's the same thing as I mentioned earlier with the OC. They just went to NXT. And the storylines that the Final Testament was having on SmackDown, they just wasn't working. It was very dull. And I kind of wanted to see the Final Testament go to NXT and find themselves the way that Dijak did. Really find who you're supposed to be, what works, just like Dijak did. But instead, they're going over to Monday Night Raw, and I'm afraid that we're going to be seeing the exact same thing that we saw on SmackDown, and that was no good. So I'm really hoping that this works out for them, because if not, you need to send them back to NXT, because it's been really tough to get into the Final Testament. So we'll see. That one was a little bit of a surprise for me as well. Damage Control being moved over to Monday Night Raw. That was refreshing. Excited to see that. I still feel like they need way more women on Raw, because there's only a few. Of course, you have Becky Lynch. You have Damage Control that adds a good number of people. You have Liv Morgan. And then you have your new girls in Kiana James and Lyra Valkyria. So it really does feel like they need more women on Raw. Excuse me. They need more women on Raw. It doesn't feel like there's enough there. I actually wish that they would have called up more NXT women or some more NXT people in general, specifically the women. I think there could have been more. We also saw, and who knows, maybe there might be. We don't know. We also saw Braun Strowman return. Dude looks huge. And I mean huge. He's jacked, bro. Anyways, he's back. So it's going to be, he's Braun Strowman. We already know what he brings to the table, so we don't really need to run that down. But hey, there's going to be some fresh matches there for sure. So we'll see how that all turns out. And I'm trying to see if there's anybody else that I want to comment on that I haven't already. That's kind of about it. Of course, you have Braun Breaker on Raw. That's going to be great. So I think Raw is really, really looking strong on the men's division. Looking very strong. They don't have that many tag teams, though. They only have the Alpha Academy. They have Imperium, Judgment Day, New Day. Okay. And Final Testament. Okay. So not that bad. At first, I thought it was a lot less, but they only have a few. SmackDown does look a little stronger on the tag team division, but it's still fine. They can work with that. So there you guys go. That was my quick review of a day two of the draft, and also a little bit of night one as well. thank you guys so much for tuning in to this. I hope you guys don't mind. And if you would like me to do more little mini Monday Night Raw recaps, let me know. Let me know in the comments section, and I will definitely try to do that as well. If not, I do full Monday Night Raw recaps over on Fightful site. That is the show that I do on a weekly basis over there with Sean. We have a really good time. And then Tuesdays, I'm here for NXT. Wednesdays here for AEW Dynamite. Fridays here for SmackDown. Saturdays here for Collision or any pay-per-views and stuff like that can be found here on my channel. So yes, if you want more little mini Raw reviews, this one's just focused on the draft. But if you want any more of these, let me know in the comments. And thank you guys so much for watching. Do not forget to subscribe, and I'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.